Our mission is to bring you an unbiased discussion on the technological development and application of unmanned aerial systems in our airspace. UAS Today.
Hey, what's up? This is Taylor Group with UAS Today, and you're listening to a mini podcast where I interview people in the streets on their opinion on the commercial use of unmanned aerial systems in America. In this episode, I talk to people in Washington, D.C. Let's take a listen.
Okay, here I am with
Dunia Cunio
and Frank. Okay, so I'm going to ask you a couple questions. Do you guys think that companies like Amazon should be allowed to use UASs to deliver packages to your door?
Yes.
I don't see why not, if it speeds up the process.
Okay. Should research groups be allowed to use UASs for studies in America?
I don't know. Maybe.
She's skeptical.
I guess it depends what kind of research. If it invades your privacy, I would have concerns.
Sure. I think that most Americans would have legitimate privacy concerns as well. Do you agree or disagree with the United States using UAV reconnaissance drones for search and rescue in America?
I agree.
Yeah, I likewise agree. I think it's a good thing.
Okay. And I'll do one more. Do you agree or disagree with the local state law enforcement using UAV reconnaissance drones during high-speed chases instead of police vehicles?
I think so. I think it will be useful.
So here I am with Justin on the National Mall, and I just had wanted to ask him a couple quick questions about his opinion. So Justin, do you think companies like Amazon should be allowed to use UASs to deliver packages to your door?
Absolutely. I think it's really convenient.
Okay, and would you take part in that if you could?
Definitely, depending on the price. I mean, if it's like super expensive, I probably wouldn't, but...
Okay. Should research groups be allowed to use UASs for studies in America?
If they feel like it would help their cause, I guess. I can't think of a good example to in which they'd have to, but sure.
Okay. Do you agree or disagree with the U.S. using UAV reconnaissance drones for search and rescue in America?
Absolutely. I mean, yeah, sure.
Okay. Do you agree or disagree with local and state law enforcement using UAV reconnaissance drones during high-speed chases instead of police vehicles?
Yeah, the less people you have to put in danger is probably better, right? Rather a machine fall out of the sky than somebody.
Sure, absolutely. And I think that most Americans do have privacy concerns, so I mean, we probably all agree that as long as they're used, you know, constructively and appropriately, then I think it would probably be a good thing. Mm-hmm. And I'll do one more. Do you agree or disagree with the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, NOAA, using reconnaissance drones to study natural disasters and weather phenomenon?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, that's a mouthful, but...
Yeah.
Yes. I wish I had more to say, but yes, I agree.
That's fine, man.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm here with...
Diane Boyd.
Nice to meet you. So we're just trying to get your opinion. So do you think companies like Amazon should be allowed to use UASs to deliver packages to your door?
I like the idea of it. I just wonder if there's complications because we have cell phone towers and other things that could obstruct them and whether they would hurt someone. That would be the only thing I'd be concerned about.
Okay. And do you think that research groups should be allowed to use UASs for studies?
Oh, yes, I do. I think that there's so many controls on those experiments and those research projects that it'd probably be pretty safe to do.
Okay. Do you agree or disagree with the United States using UAV reconnaissance drones for search and rescue in America?
Okay, I think that's a great idea. Very good use of the kind of resources that we have.
Okay, and last one. Do you agree or disagree with local and state law enforcement using UAV reconnaissance drones during high-speed chases instead of police vehicles?
That might be a little bit of overkill. I mean, it's a less serious offense, of course, than the other kinds of things, so I think it probably is a little bit of overkill for that kind of situation.
Okay, thank you very much. Okay, so Taylor Group here. I'm at the Smithsonian's Air and Space Museum, and I'm here to interview...
Stefana Klipa.
And, okay, so just trying to get your opinions. So, do you think that companies like Amazon should be allowed to use UASs to deliver packages to your door?
This goes in a record.
I mean, as a part of, like, a capitalist economy, they have the right to do that. So if there are no regulations to forbid them from doing that, then yeah.
Okay, fair enough. And do you think that research groups should be allowed to use UASs for studies?
Yes, I think they should consult the public. I feel like the public should have knowledge of what is happening with that research. But otherwise, yeah.
Okay. Do you agree or disagree with the United States using UAV reconnaissance drones for search and rescue in America?
That's a little more of a contentious issue. I don't know. If it's like transparent and the public is aware of their use and exactly how they're being used in these manners and it's strictly restricted to that, then yes.
Okay. And do you agree or disagree with local and state law enforcement using UAV reconnaissance drones during high-speed chases instead of police vehicles?
I don't agree that... I don't think it's like a this or this like situation. I don't think they should be allowed to because I don't feel like state and local officials usually have accountability to the people. I feel like often they get away with really terrible things. So no, I do not feel like they should have that as an option.
Okay, fair enough. So I'm here to interview...
Jen Muthing.
Okay. Do you agree or disagree with the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, NOAA, using reconnaissance drones to study natural disasters and weather phenomena?
Yeah, I think it's a way to use new technology that we've designed to learn about a really current topic.
Okay. If law enforcement and government agencies were successful in identifying stolen vehicles through the use of UAVs, would you agree or disagree with the expansion of this program provided that it was limited to that specific use?
Yes, as long as it's cost efficient. Yeah.
Okay, fair enough. If law enforcement and government agencies were successful in recovering lost or abducted children through the use of UAVs that were successful in identifying people or vehicles that were associated with child abduction cases, would you agree or disagree with the expansion of those programs provided that it was limited to that specific use?
Yes, I think I would. Any way to help finding abducted children is definitely a good thing, so yes.
Okay, fantastic. Thank you so much. So here we are in front of the White House, and I'm here with Chance Addison. And we'd like to ask Chance a few questions, so here we go. So Chance, do you think companies like Amazon should be allowed to use UASs to deliver packages to your doorstep?
I believe if there are decent regulations to prevent the most likely unfortunate scenarios in terms of the commercial applications for unmanned aerial vehicles, absolutely. It would be of great benefit to society.
Great. Should research groups from like universities be allowed to use UASs for studies?
Yeah, absolutely. I can't see that there'd be any downside, once again, as long as there are reasonable protections for any of the potential unfortunate side effects.
Absolutely, and that's a big thing that we like to get people's opinion on. I mean, pretty much everybody has concerns about privacy with regard to UAVs, and that's absolutely great that we should be concerned about that. So, do you agree or disagree with the U.S. using UAV reconnaissance drones for search and rescue inside America?
Well, you're touching on a spot where I have got great doubts as to the responsibility that the U.S. government has shown in terms of protecting the privacy and personal liberties of the people who reside in the lands under its control. So I have doubts as to whether there are any reasonable protections that could be put in place when you're discussing the U.S. government and its activities.
Okay. Do you agree or disagree with local and state law enforcement using UAV reconnaissance drones during high-speed chases instead of police vehicles?
Well, until law enforcement is actually brought to account for these typical activities that in which they engage, which have arisen under the lack of oversight and lack of accountability that members of law enforcement have typically been awarded over the last few decades, I'd be very hesitant to ratify the idea that law enforcement should be given any additional tools.
Okay. Two more?
Cool.
Okay.
Good one.
Yeah. Okay, do you agree or disagree with the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA, using reconnaissance drones to study natural disasters and weather phenomena?
Well, again, that's a division of the U.S. government, and if there isn't an actual solid method by which we can ensure that the data is not going to be misused, I'm really really hesitant to see the U.S. government be given any additional tools that could be misused.
Okay. And last question for you, another law enforcement question. If law enforcement and government agencies were successful in identifying stolen vehicles through the use of UAVs, would you agree or disagree with the expansion of this program, provided it was limited to that specific use?
Well, I believe that there would definitely be benefits, but the detriments we've already seen in terms of the U.S. government's abuse of power, and that's been pretty much categorical, and certain releases recently by whistleblowers have proven that the U.S. government cannot be trusted in terms of its willingness to protect the individual rights, liberties, and privacies of the people that reside under in the lands under its control.
I think that's the best interview we've had today.
Yeah.
Chance, thank you so much.
Thank you for your time, gentlemen.
Perfect. So I'm here with
Filipos Melacubella.
And just like to ask you a few questions to get your opinion. Do you think companies like Amazon should be allowed to use UASs to deliver packages to your doorstep?
No, I don't. No, I think that is something that the public of the United States should know more about before we form opinions, and then after those are solidly formed with true data, then maybe we can answer that one.
Okay. Do you think research groups should be allowed to use UASs for studies?
For studies, research groups, I would agree with universities monitored doing studies.
Okay. Do you agree or disagree with the U.S. using UAV reconnaissance drones for search and rescue in America?
Search and rescue, as long as that's not being overstepped.
Okay. Do you agree or disagree with local and state law enforcement using UAV reconnaissance drones during high-speed chases instead of police vehicles?
No, I don't agree with that.
Okay, not at all?
Not at all, because they might get something on somebody else that's minding their own business, and then that can turn into them being distracted from the task at hand.
Okay, fair enough. Do you agree or disagree with the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, NOAA, using reconnaissance drones to study natural disasters and weather phenomena?
Only for those purposes, not for anything with sea mammals or sea animals.
Okay. And last question. If law enforcement and government agencies were successful in identifying stolen vehicles through the use of UAVs, would you agree or disagree with the expansion of this program, provided that it was limited to that specific use?
For that use only, for recovery of stolen property.
Okay, great. Thank you so much for your time. And then I'll ask her. So here I am with
Ashley McQuaid.
Okay, and so I'll just go ahead and start. So do you think companies like Amazon should be allowed to use UASs to deliver packages to your doorstep?
So UAS is a public... So
unmanned aerial systems, it's not necessarily public or anything. It's just little remotely piloted vehicles, like mm-hmm. little quadcopters that can...
Okay,
yes,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I don't see why not.
Okay. Beneficial from an economic standpoint, commercial standpoint, so.
Yeah.
Okay, should research groups, perhaps universities, be allowed to use UASs for studies in America?
That's a tough one, I feel like, because you can't, I guess it depends what it's for, because it's going to be hard to, you know, get people to consent to, because you might not know,
sure.
you know, who it is, what's
going depends.
On. So yeah, I think it depends.
Absolutely, okay.
Definitely.
Do you agree or disagree with the U.S. being able to use UAV reconnaissance drones for search and rescue inside America?
I definitely agree.
Okay.
Yeah.
Beneficial, absolutely.
Yeah.
Do you agree or disagree with local and state law enforcement using UAV reconnaissance drones for high-speed chases instead of police vehicles?
I think I would agree. I mean, I feel like it's a lot safer. So I guess it would depend, you know, how it was approached.
Okay.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And do you agree or disagree with NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, using reconnaissance drones to study natural disasters and weather phenomena?
I would definitely agree. I think that makes a lot of sense.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And last question for you. If law enforcement or government agencies were successful in identifying stolen vehicles through the use of UAVs, would you agree or disagree with the expansion of the program, provided it was limited to that specific use?
Yeah, I think the limit would be the key part, because I could think that could get out of hand really fast, but...
I think everybody is, you know, concerned about, like, privacy restrictions and stuff like that,
absolutely.
So I think pretty much everybody would probably agree with that, so...
Yeah.
Well, great. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
And are you ready?
Yep.
Okay. And I'm here with?
Amanda Osborne.
Okay, and I'll ask you the same questions. Do you think companies like Amazon should be allowed to use UASs to deliver packages to your doorstep?
I don't see why not. If they're not allowed to use them to deliver packages, they'll find something else that's similar to do it. I mean, it's Amazon. They're going to do what they want to do.
Exactly. Okay. Should research groups like universities be allowed to use UASs for studies?
I don't see why not. I think it might be conditional to what they're studying, but I don't see why not.
Okay. Do you agree or disagree with the U.S. using UAV reconnaissance drones for search and rescue in America?
Oh, absolutely. Not even a question.
Okay. Do you agree or disagree with local and state law enforcement using UAV reconnaissance drones during high-speed chases instead of police vehicles?
Yes, with the caveat that I think it, again, depends on, like, how it's approached or how it's used, just because, you know, the whole issue with, like, law enforcement and powers there, I think. But I think if it's safer, then obviously I think that would be the sensible step.
Okay. Do you agree or disagree with National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, NOAA, using reconnaissance drones to study natural disasters and weather phenomena?
Again, absolutely. Like, not a question.
Okay. And last question for you. If law enforcement or government agencies were successful in identifying stolen vehicles through the use of UAVs, would you agree or disagree with the expansion of the program, provided it was limited to that specific use?
I think if it was limited to that specific use, I don't see why not. If there were conditions with possibly expanding or what else could it be used for, then I would be a little nervous about that.
Okay. I tend to get that same answer from almost everybody, so I agree. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you.
Okay, so I'm here at the White House with?
James McCann.
Okay, James, so just going to ask you a series of a few questions to get your opinion. Do you think companies like Amazon should be allowed to use UASs to deliver packages to your doorstep?
No. I think it's a bit invasive because, you know, it's going to use cameras. It could collate more information than what you are, you know, than just your address. It could find out what car you've got, you know, all other personal information, and then try and bombard you with more marketing.
That's a good point. I hadn't thought of that. Very, very good point. Okay. Second question. Should research groups be allowed? That's a very good point. I never thought of that. Should research groups like universities be allowed to use UASs for studies?
No, I think the whole UAS thing is a bit... It's a bit wrong. I mean, a lot of people say that it's the whole Terminator Skynet thing, you know, and I agree with it, to be honest.
Okay. Do you agree or disagree with local and state law enforcement using UAV reconnaissance drones during high-speed chases instead of vehicles, police vehicles?
I can understand the merits of it. I think it should be limited to military and just maybe to some extent, like, you know, law enforcement.
It's almost the size of my house.
Okay.
You've been listening to Word on the Street with Taylor Group. Thanks for listening and tune in next time.
The views and opinions expressed on our podcast are those of the authors, producers, and our guests. They do not automatically reflect the views or opinions of any organization or government agency that are guests on our podcast, nor do they reflect the official policy or position of any U.S. government agency. If you have information that you would like to have discussed on our show or would like to be a guest on our show, please contact us on our website, uas-today.com, or email us at podcast@uas-today.com. Thanks for listening.